Seated. Good evening, everybody. Hasn't it been a great day? And a fantastic day. Thank you, Corey, for leading us in those songs together tonight. You had an uphill battle tonight, and I'll tell you the reason why. It's because, like, have you ever, like, drunk a lot of caffeine? Like, a lot of caffeine, and then you crash after the caffeine? That's like how I'm feeling this afternoon. It's like after this weekend, and then of course being there for the family this afternoon at Smith's, and all the outpouring of emotion and the roller coaster of emotion. It's like, man, how are we going to get through the service tonight? Because everybody's going to be crashing after all of that. And it's kind of like I've heard somebody say one time, you've heard it, you know, advice given all the time to public speakers, that the head can only take in as much as the seat can endure. And that's their way of telling you, you know, keep it brief. You know, I had a mentor, a preacher growing up, that had a great influence on me, Brother A.T. Pate. He just recently passed away. Two of my mentors preaching growing up just recently passed away. But A.T. Pate from the Nashville area, he used to always say to us preacher boys that wanted to preach, he said, stand up to be seen, speak out to be heard, and sit down to be appreciated. And so that was a little tidbit there about, you know, you can only take in so much. And so I've had more than one person tonight say to me before the service, the sermon's not going to be real long tonight, is it? And I'll tell you, the sermon that I had prepared was a full-length sermon, and it was going to require a lot of thought, and so I gave it a lot of thought, and I thought, you know, I think I'm going to save that one. So we're going to have that one, the final lesson in our series called A Heart God Desires from 1 Samuel. That sermon is ready. It was all ready for tonight, but I decided, you know what, I'm going to use a little wisdom here, and I'm going to listen to the Spirit speaking through the voice of some people that I respect in the congregation, and we're going to push that for 2 weeks. We've got a guest speaker next Sunday night, I think, is that right still? Andy Conley with World Christian Broadcasting. Andy's wonderful. You want to come and hear about that good work, World Christian Broadcasting, be here with us next Sunday night, so you want to be here for that. So from 2 weeks from tonight, I'll bring that lesson that was supposed to be tonight that you read in your bulletin as we finish up the series of Heart God Desires. So tonight I want to share something very brief and right to the point for you tonight that I hope will bless your spirit for the rest of the week. So I think the way I'll start this is another parenting example. As parents, you know, you're sleep deprived, especially at the very beginning. And it takes years to try to catch up with the sleep that you lost. I'm still trying to catch up. And so when you do finally get some sleep, you sleep hard, real hard. And I had an experience not long ago where something that happened to me, because usually I sleep pretty hard, but if you hear your child crying out in the night, it's like God put this radar in you to hear that. When they're crying out and they need some help, Daddy, Daddy, you hear in another room. And it may be that maybe they're sick or they need a drink of water. I have to get the drink of water every night, you know. And so you got the drink of water, or you got somebody not feeling well, and so you get up out of bed, you're roused from your sleep, and you go to your child's aid. Well, this one particular night, I don't know what had happened. I probably had a really busy week or whatever, and I was sleeping real hard. I mean, I was sawing some logs. You probably could hear me across town with the snoring I was doing, because I was really, really sleeping that night. And I was woke from a deep sleep to the feeling, I don't know if you've ever woken up to the feeling of somebody hovering over you. But I woke up to the feeling of someone hovering over me. And Ryder had come to the side of the bed, and he's hovering over me, and he's trying to wake me up. And he, I think this particular night he wasn't feeling well. And he said to me, he said, Dad, I've been calling for you. And I was sleeping so hard I didn't hear it. And he had to come get me. And I thought, wow. It just kind of broke my heart that my child was crying out to me and I was so deep in sleep that I didn't hear them. Thankfully, it was nothing serious. But you know, you have these thoughts as a parent, what if it had been something serious and I'm sleeping through the cry for help? In the book of Psalms, there's this beautiful section of the collection of Psalms. It starts at Psalm 120 and it goes through Psalm 134. It is a section of Psalms that are called the Psalms of Ascent. Now, scholars believe that the Psalms of Ascent were psalms that were songs that were sung as the Jews would come to Jerusalem and make their pilgrimage to the city to worship. And so these are the songs that they're singing as they're making their pilgrimage, their journey. They're taking their steps and they're climbing the ascent up the mountain up to the city of Jerusalem. And these are the songs that they sung. Now, in these Psalms of Ascent, many scholars have said that a lot of the Psalms provide for us somewhat of a parable of life itself. Because life is a pilgrimage. And many times it's an uphill climb. And as we're trying to make that uphill climb, sometimes we need some help. And the Psalms of Ascent, in the beautiful lyrics of worship that they're singing, reflect how God is tireless in making sure He helps us as we make our journey through the pilgrimage of this life. I want to share real quickly with you Psalm 121, the second of the collection of the Songs of Ascent, verses 1 to 4. Now keep in mind, picture this. You're in the crowd of the Jews, the Israelites, making your journey to go to Jerusalem for the festival, for worship, and you're climbing up the hill, making your journey. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Tonight, what I want to leave you with as you enter into this new week is, I don't know what challenges that you're going to face or maybe are facing right now as you're making your pilgrimage through life. For some of us, we may be climbing a steep slope. And as you cast your eyes up that slope that you see in front of you, as you're trying to pull that grade, you might ask yourself the question, where does my help come from? And I would say, as the psalmist does, look up to the mountains. Because your help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And whenever you need help and you're crying out in the night, never fear that your heavenly Father will be sleeping so soundly that He doesn't hear your cry. Because when it comes to the maker of heaven and earth, your heavenly Father, He does not slumber and He does not sleep. So you call on Him anytime, day or night, and He will hear your cry. Tonight, maybe you're sitting there knowing that you need that help. And you say, man, I need to call out to the Lord. The New Testament teaches us in fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy that he who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So tonight, call upon him. You say, how do I call on him? Well, the way you call on him is that you do what Acts chapter 2 tells us. Because you see, Peter preached in that sermon and he said, he who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that audience wanted to know, well, okay, how do we call on the name of the Lord? How do we call on him for salvation? And he keeps preaching that sermon and he says, in response to their question, what should we do in order to do that? He says, repent and each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So tonight, if you need to make that call to the Lord for salvation, you need to come in repentance and baptism. That's how you call on him. Maybe we can help you with that. Or otherwise, maybe you just need prayers of encouragement as you're making your pilgrimage through life. Maybe you know you're calling on the Lord and asking for that help. He's going to hear you. But maybe you just need the support of your family. We'd love to pray with you if we can. If we can help you in any way, let's all stand and let's sing together.